An Adam Sandler movie has saved the day. Those are words that I never thought I would say. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. It's your daily comedy news for Wednesday. We'll get to Adam in a second. You know those horrible forest fires out west started by the gender reveal party? Fahim Anwar said, so does a burning forest mean boy or girl? Matt Pronger said, a couple months ago, I ran naked through the woods yelling, it's a girl, while blasting my shotgun into the darkness at random. Seems almost quaint now. And Todd Barry proposes a reveal party where you disclose whether or not you brought an air fryer. Joel McHale spoke to the Washington Post. Let's get right to it. Will there be a community movie? Joel McHale says, we did a Zoom call where we read aloud a script for charity and Sony organized it. And everybody was asked whether we would do a movie and everyone agreed. But as you know, if someone says, hey, do you guys want to build a battleship? Well, that's sort of the effort it takes. So many parts have to come together. Schedules have to work out. Scripts need to be written. I think there's more hope than there ever was, but I don't think it will be anytime soon. Well, that sucks. I want the movie. I mean, you know, there's this pandemic and all, so I totally get it. But boy, I hope that happens. I think it will. The Post asked Joel, do you find being stuck at home and doing things like the Darkest Timeline podcast with Ken Jeong more exhausting or a great relief and a way out into the world? Joel said, I'm an OCD workaholic and I can't sit still. I feel like I'm dying, which is a great way to be. So when this thing hit, I had ants in my pants. So I just started doing stuff. Ken Jeong is exactly the same way. And that's how it kind of came together. And I do look forward to it a lot. It usually takes about 3 hours because we talk for almost 2.5, which I'm sure must be quite annoying to some people. They have not put out an episode in a while. Is it a slow news day? You tell me if I'm telling you about the Seinfeld Alphabet Legends book. Yeah, this is a thing. $20 gets you the book. It's targeted at ages 0 through 12. Here's an example. G is for George Costanza. Can't stand ya. Short, stocky, and bald. This make-believe architect and marine biologist prides himself on being an expert liar, cheat, and cheapskate. He ultimately loses every job, girlfriend, and ounce of self-respect he's ever had, but will fight to the death for, quote, independent George. G is for George Costanza, part of the Seinfeld Alphabet Legends book, Slow News Day. So I might as well tell you about Lego Seinfeld, no? Sure. The approximately 900-piece set will feature Jerry, Elaine, George, Kramer, and even Newman, as well as Jerry's Upper West Side apartment. I looked at some pictures of this. Elaine looks like really fat in this. Now, they're Lego people that are the normal size of Lego people. And I don't know, it just makes Elaine look super fat. I guess it makes Jerry look fat too. George, you look normal. All right, Adam Sandler, thank you so much. I was sitting here going, you know, am I going to have to throw in one of those generic episodes on Wednesday? Because I just don't have enough news. But then Netflix dropped the trailer for Hubie Halloween. Longtime listeners to this or to the weekly comedy thing on Live by Live know that I love Adam Sandler movies. They're so funny. Jack and Jill. I mean, come on, look at the premise. So how could I not be excited about Hubie Halloween? Let me tell you about it. In the infamous town of Salem, Massachusetts, big-hearted Hubie Dubois regularly spends Halloween making sure his fellow residents celebrate the holiday safely and keep the childish shenanigans in check. Though they don't often thank him for it, Hubie is mocked for being overly cautious and still living with his mom. Plus, he's called the police so often over the years that Officer Steve Downing, guess who plays him? Kevin James, you're right, actively avoids him. Kevin James is a cop. Boy, that's a stretch for this movie, huh? This year, though, the situation's actually spooktacular. This from USA Today. A mysterious new neighbor, played by Steve Buscemi, that's interesting, has a hankering for the supernatural. There's an escaped criminal on the loose, and some mysterious disappearances have Hubie on red alert. Salem's resident nerdy hero needs to convince the skeptical authorities that the monsters are real this time. He's all about solving crimes, but obstacles get in the way of the normal and paranormal varieties. Thankfully, though, Hubie has an ally and caring fan in Violet Valentine, Hubie's crush since grade school, and the affection is mutual. Hubie Halloween, October 7th. Are you excited? Now, there's no word on if Sandler has gone through with his threat he made if he didn't win an Oscar for Uncut Gems. Can I tell you, as much as I love Adam Sandler movies, Uncut Gems is actually a really good film. You should watch that one. That one is good. And the two or three he did with Drew Barrymore are pretty good. Everything else, complete garbage. No word on if Sandler has made good on his threat that he would make a movie so bad on purpose if he didn't win an Oscar for Uncut Gems, which he did not. Some of the co-stars in this film, Ray Liotta, the super cool Michael Chiklis. He's a really cool dude. I think I've talked about him on the pod. And Shaquille O'Neal. They'll also be in the film, as well as Maya Rudolph, Tim Meadows, Kenan Thompson, and of course, Rob Schneider. Michael Rappaport versus John Boyega from Star Wars. Sure, why not? This from The Independent. Boyega spoke to GQ magazine about his experience on the Star Wars movies, and he said, "What I would say to Disney is do not bring out a black character. Market them to be much more important in the franchise than they are, and then have them pushed to the side. It's not good, I'll say straight up. Like, you guys knew what to do with Daisy Ridley. You knew what to do with Adam Driver. You knew what to do with those other people. But when it came to Kelly Marie Tran, when it came to John Boyega, you know, F all. So what do you want me to say?" What they want you to say is, "I enjoyed being a part of it. It was a great experience." Nah, I'll take that deal when it's a great experience. They gave all the nuance to Adam Driver, all the nuance to Daisy Ridley. Let's be honest, Daisy knows this, Adam knows this, everybody knows. I'm not exposing anything. So why did I talk about Star Wars for a couple minutes there? Comedian Michael Rappaport chimed in on Twitter. He wrote, "Congrats, but you ain't the first actor to have an unnuanced character in a Star Wars movie. Welcome to show business. Shit doesn't always go your way." Boyega politely replied, asking Rappaport if he'd read the article. Rappaport said, "Yeah, I read the article. That's why I tweeted you. It's show business. Things don't always work out the way you plan. Happens to all of us. Again, be grateful for all you've done so far, which is a lot more than tons of great actors of all races who also had roles cut down and will continue to." Boyega just did a smiley face back. People on Twitter told Rappaport to stay in his lane, and Boyega seems to have won the Twitter war on this one. Chelsea Handler spent the weekend in Maine. She tweeted, "As I spend time in Maine, I'm noticing many Confederate flags on properties and cars. To be clear, the Confederacy was alive for 5 years, and their pursuit was to keep slavery legal in the U.S., and they lost. It seems many people with Confederate flags don't seem to know this. And furthermore, our Mainers, Maine was not even part of the Confederacy. So if you are in Maine, waving a Confederate flag off your porch or car, you're rooting for the losers of the Civil War, and you're rooting for slavery. Happy Labor Day to all the people who choose love." Also, she had a typo, and she actually said the losers of the Civil Ear, but typos do happen. That is your daily comedy news for slow day number 2 in a row. Now, the late night shows will be back, so I'll have a little more tomorrow. However, if you tune in and you hear a magazine article, it means like, yeah, I just couldn't scrape anything out. We'll see how it goes, but thank you for subscribing. And, you know, this is why I did the 3 generics all weekend. I know that Labor Day week is slow. I've been doing this for a while. It'll come back. You know, we just need like somebody to attack Jerry Seinfeld or Jim Gaffigan to lose his mind on Twitter, and it comes right back. All right, subscribe on Apple, Google, follow on Spotify. Catch you tomorrow.